cab drivers pick up all sorts of people going to various destinations, a party, the airport, or to meet up with friends. Those brief interactions are usually just that, short moments of time shared by the passenger and driver making small talk or staring out the window, nothing too memorable. But in the movie Fair, written and directed by local filmmaker Thomas Torrey, the protagonist, Eric, a cab driver, finds himself transporting a passenger that takes up his entire evening and changes the course of his life. Last year, the film won multiple awards throughout the festival circuit, including the Audience Award at the Charlotte Film Festival. This week, Fair will be introduced to a whole new audience when it's released through on-demand platforms, including iTunes and Amazon. WFAE's Sarah D'Elia has more.
Before we get too far into this drive, it should be noted that the film Fare is spelled F-A-R-E, as in cab fare, which makes sense since the movie takes place in a moving car.
I memorized my lines and I sort of, you know, rehearsed and drove around Charlotte just saying the lines, and that's actually how we rehearse with some of the actors in real time.
That's Thomas Torrey, who wrote, directed, and played Eric, the film's main character. He's an unsuccessful realtor turned cab driver to supplement his income. Torrey has little in common with the main character he created, but he does sympathize with the restlessness Eric feels regarding his occupation. Before creating Bad Theology, a production company with his business partner, Justin Moretto, Torrey worked for a broadcast network in Charlotte, creating short-form content. While there was some room for creativity, it wasn't what he craved to do. Realizing no one was going to just hand him a company to make movies, he decided to leave his secure job.
So it was really this moment where I realized nobody's going to give this to me. I'm going to have to take a risk. Maybe now is the time to do that.
Fare is technically set in Anywhere USA, although Charlottians will note the familiar background throughout the film as Eric drives around uptown, like the glow of the Duke Energy building and familiar street names. Eric's marriage isn't doing so hot. In fact, he's pretty sure his wife is cheating on him. While he waits for his next ride request, he sometimes parks outside his house and notices a strange man go in.
He's in a marriage that has long since grown cold in the story. It begins, the marriage is dead, he's depressed, he's seen the guy, but he's got no fight left in him.
That is until one night, he gets a call to pick up a guy who looks pretty familiar. It's a man named Patrick, the guy sleeping with Eric's wife. So Eric knows who Patrick is, but Patrick has no idea who Eric is, and you as an audience member are just cringing, waiting to see what happens next as they make small talk about the desolate state of Eric's marriage.
So just leave her. You'll find somebody else.
Maybe I will. I think she has.
What's that?
So I think she has found someone else.
Well, there you go, man. Problem solved.
It's not long after that Eric reveals who he is, the husband of the wife Patrick is sleeping with. They then pull over to pick up one more unsuspecting passenger, Audrey, Eric's wife and Patrick's lover, who looks very surprised to see them together.
Where are we going?
We're just gonna go talk.
Can we talk at home, please?
It's not far.
The three drive out of the city on a country road. It's dark now, and Eric is driving faster and faster. And then something else happens that if we told you would ruin the rest of the film. So let's just say this.
You think you'll have it figured out and be wrong every time.
Fair took only 3 days to shoot, which Thomas Torrey says helped cut down the cost. And for the record, the script was not inspired by real-life events. In fact, when Torrey decided to quit his well-paying and secure job to pursue his dream job of making films, his wife was all for it.
The last sort of affirmation I needed to quit the job was her. And woke up one morning and she had written on my mirror in dry erase, "I believe in you, I love you, go for it."
So even though the relationship in the film thankfully doesn't mirror his own, Torrey says he learned a lot about marriage through playing this character and writing the script.
I've got a marriage that's full of love and affection and excitement. I mean, we're happy. That's not the foundation of a healthy partnership, a healthy committed relationship. That should be an aspect. But if the partners aren't fighting for each other, working towards each other, choosing each other every day in a real way, then it's perhaps not as strong or as healthy as it could be.
This week, the film will be introduced to a whole new audience when it's released on on-demand platforms, including iTunes and Amazon. So, if you're feeling lucky, pull up a chair and watch this one with your sweetheart. It's bound to put some new perspective in your rearview mirror. For WFAE News, I'm Sarah D'Elia in Charlotte.